Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on root soul frequencies, on signature frequencies, the frequency of your voice, and the frequency of love in each person. Our intention is that we might find all our natural frequencies, that we resonate with them, so that we can be totally in our own power, be totally in our own energy, grounded in our body and connected to our soul. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things happening at the Institute. We do have the summer intensive. If you're out of town, anywhere in the world, you could actually come for 2 weeks on June 12th. For 2 weeks straight, we do 10 to 9:30, and we've been doing it about 7 years, and we haven't killed anybody yet. We go all day and night, but we have breaks, and, you know, when you get in the zone with sound, it's just like you're in the zone, and you go deeper and deeper and deeper, and after 2 weeks, you're totally transformed. It's really amazing what happens in the 2 weeks. And so, again, that's June 12th for 2 weeks straight. It's $14.85 for the 2 weeks, although you can get a discount if you pay by this Monday of $300. And we also do have access. There's a hotel like right next, like a half a block from the place here. Also, if you want to get the full certificate of sound healing here, state approved, and so the certificate requires the full 200 hours, then you could take the second half of the certificate program in August. I forget the exact dates, but it's another 2 weeks then. Also, if you'd like, you can actually take the second half of the certificate program online, and that you can start just about any time. In fact, I have somebody starting just next week. So if you wanted to go ahead and get started, you could do the part online that is best online. And then the first half of the summer intensive is the classes that are best done here with live instructors, although online is with live instructors. It's just with live people, okay, live actual hearts that you can feel the electromagnetic field of. So that's happening. We also have the three-month certificate program, if you want to do it over three nights a week, beginning May 23rd. And you can also get a discount if you pay in full for that by this Monday. We've also got the sound healing audio production class starting May 23rd as well here at the Institute for 3.5 months. And we've got that program starting online next Thursday. We're doing Thursday nights starting, I think it's the 10th, this Thursday coming up. And, you know, you just have to have Pro Tools, although you don't need it for the first couple of classes. And then we teach you how to take people into really deep states using your music or coming up with music or just engineering. And we teach you how to use binaural beats and a full range of aspects for audio production. And that's totally different than the sound healing course, although we bring sound healing components into the audio production. So that's happening. What else? We've got an open house on April 10th here at the Institute. And you can come from 1 to 6 or at any time throughout the day on Sunday, April 10th. And something else we just started that I'll be talking about more as we get into the show today, and we're now doing root soul frequency assessments over Skype. You know, actually, let's go ahead and just dive into the show today and talk about it. You know, there's about a dozen people in the field of sound healing that subscribe to the fact that we have a basic frequency that we resonate at. Some people believe it's your actual soul frequency that is carried from lifetime to lifetime. Others call it your signature frequency. Jeffrey Thompson calls it the central processing frequency. And some people actually do assessments online to find this frequency. And they found that when you resonate this frequency, you're actually in the zone. You're actually present. And all of your organs fall into alignment. My frequency is B. And I can easily go to my root soul frequency. I'm going to it now. Because I've got a song in the key of B that I listen to all the time. I've got a crystal bowl in the key of B. I've even got tuning forks in the key of B. So I'm easily entrained back into this frequency. I originally found it when I was in Egypt at the Temple of Horus. I went onto the grounds of the Temple of Horus, and immediately I heard this tone. And I started going, oh, oh. And while I was on the grounds for 3 hours, I was doing that sound. And I recorded it on my cell phone and checked it later. And I was going to a B. And I knew that was my core home note, where I was completely at home and at peace. I even went back to the Temple of Horus. We actually hired a taxi a couple of days later and drove back. A few of us went back to go there again. And again, the second I walked on the ground, I actually went into the body of this priest, and I could feel and hear this sound of the key of B, of the note of B. And it was really amazing because I was had more peace in my system than I've ever felt in my life. I also heard it again intensely when I was had just done a watsu, you know, a massage in the water. I was at Harbin Hot Springs, and I got a watsu massage in the water. And afterwards, I could hear the frequency as clear as day. And I was going right down to that note. And was at complete peace. And since then, I've heard it many times. It's like I hear it when I'm like really resonating love, especially when I just fall in love. But I also hear it when I'm just totally, totally at peace. And you can also hear it or see it in people when they're totally at peace or 100% present. I see it in Eckhart Tolle. If you look at an image of Eckhart Tolle, I can imagine Eckhart now, and I go, mm-hmm. Or I think of the Dalai Lama. He's more like, mm-hmm. Always smiling. There's also Gangaji, who's really into the whole non-dual field. And she's totally present, and her frequency is much lower. There's Adi Ashanti, who is also into the non-dual, totally being about presence. And his frequency is like, ooh. It's like his frequency is about the same as Eckhart Tolle's. When somebody's totally present, it just emanates from a person. And what's cool is when somebody's really consistently in their frequency, you notice it. You notice that peace. You notice the frequency of a person being consistent when they're really in it. For the most part, a lot of us, I know I am, often I jump around. You know, I'm not totally in my frequency. And there's quite a few things that take us out of this frequency. You know, electromagnetism, the frequency of the the electricity in the walls that's jumping around, cell phones, especially other people. Noise is a big thing that takes us out of this frequency. Not only noise, but the noise of our thoughts. Relationship issues can take us out. Any conflict can take us out of our frequency. Also, the noise of pain and discomfort in our body from disease. It's like, takes us out of our frequency. Stuck emotions take us out of our frequency. All the negative emotions like fear, or frustration, or anxiety. All of these negative emotions are in frequencies that are not resonating with our soul. And they can take us out. So there's tons of things. There's also other things that do help bring us back into this frequency. Nature, especially white noise in nature, will bring us back to this frequency. Because white noise helps clear out these other stuck frequencies. White noise of a river or the ocean or a waterfall. All of this noise that is actually just no frequency. So that's what technically what noise is. That can help clear out these other energies and lead us back into this soul frequency. Now, it's interesting that from a perspective of Alice Bailey, and also Benjamin Krem talks about these frequencies as well, they say that there are seven different frequencies, core frequencies, that enliven our soul frequency, or that are our soul frequency. And they talk about the seven rays. The seven rays are the first ray of power, will, or purpose. It's funny, if I tune into that frequency, it's really low and powerful. Whoa! That's the frequency I get of it. Then there's the second ray of love, wisdom. Will and power can be a nicer sound too. I don't want to give it a bad rap. It could be like, whoa! Then the third ray, another frequency of creative intelligence. These are just what are coming to me at the time. There's the fourth ray of harmony through conflict or beauty or art. The fifth ray of concrete science or knowledge. The sixth ray of abstract idealism or devotion. The seventh ray of ceremonial order or magic or ritual or organization. Really like to, I mean, I'm just coming up with these different sounds as to the energy of them, but I think once we really know these frequencies and the sounds of each of these rays, it will be really a major change in humanity when we can really see these different rays within different people. So Alice Bailey says that we are born with, and in fact have this same frequency for our soul from lifetime to lifetime. And it makes sense because, you know, it's like the energy that carries us from lifetime to lifetime. It's the consistency from lifetime to lifetime. And this frequency is connected to universal mind, to universal consciousness as well. But it's our own specific frequency. Now, there's also other frequencies that enliven our system. Rather, the seven rays enliven other parts of our system as well. So they say that there's a ray for our personality of one of these seven. There's a ray for our mental body of one of these seven. There's a ray for our astral body, emotional body, for one of these frequencies. And there's a ray for our physical body for each of these frequencies. There's even a ray for the point of evolution. Not quite sure what that means, though. But then there's the soul frequency as well. And in Benjamin Cram's book, they have this ray structure or frequency for each part of the system for every individual, every famous person since the beginning of time. Here's a few examples. Jesus Christ is the soul, had the soul ray frequency of the sixth ray, which is about the, can actually be about separatism and exclusiveness, but it's also about fusion and blended oneness. It's the growth of individualism. The sixth ray produced the mystic and fanatics as well. So that's the negative side of it. But his personality ray was number one. So he was very powerful in his personality. His mental body was also the will. It was the ray of number one. His astral body, his emotional body, was love, wisdom. His physical body was also number one. So that's probably why he was able to be in his power in such chaotic times. Whereas Abraham Lincoln's soul ray is number one. Even Hitler's soul ray was number one, which is about power, which can also be expressed as a destructive power. It's the energy of destruction, which can be good because it destroys the old outworn structures of an old civilization to make way for new civilizations. Okay. Mao Tse-tung, his soul ray was the first ray of power, whereas Winston Churchill's ray was love, wisdom for his soul. Leonardo da Vinci was number four, and William Shakespeare was a soul ray of love, wisdom. And there's ray structures for all of these that have been, you know, discerned. So this is really interesting that each person, it's almost kind of like the Enneagram. And when we, you know, look at this, then it also then tends to make sense that different people have different strengths or different weaknesses, for so to speak. And this is cool because, you know, what it does is it gives us compassion or more just understanding of why some people are more centered or different from us or more centered in a different type of energy than other people. You know, so some people might be more heart-centered. Some people might be more creative intelligence-centered. And there's no judgment about it. It's just the frequency that their soul is enlivened with. And so it's an interesting concept. I tend to subscribe to it because I've read most of the Alice Bailey books, and I really believe in them. You know, I've really found them they're really helpful, and they tend to make sense for me because they're also so detailed. And so, and it does make sense that your soul frequency is the same from lifetime to lifetime. And different aspects of our system are different frequencies, different types of energy for our personality, our mental body, our emotional body, and our physical body. You know, it's kind of even ties into the Ayurvedic system of looking at the different aspects for the physical body as well. And again, it ties into the Enneagram. And so it's an interesting concept. So what we do here at the school is we'll actually, I've gotten to the point where I can actually sense a person's soul frequency. The main thing we do about 10 different tests here at the school, but the main thing we do is we'll actually have a person get on the sound table and we'll play each of the 12 notes in an octave, vibrating them intensely at a very low frequency, so that that frequency completely takes over their whole system. Really powerful vibration. It's like laying on a subwoofer. You're just like, oh my, you're just, it's intense, you know. And it's really cool because then you can tell if a frequency really clearly is grounding you or centering you. There are other frequencies that enliven other areas. It seems like I always find a frequency where that is a frequency that people cruise through their day. Kind of they're like, you know, kind of through the day, jamming, feeling good. And then there's their home note, where they come home to their home note and go to complete peace and stillness. Now, a lot of people in this field actually find your soul note, so to speak, sometimes they call it the signature frequency, over the phone. And what we found over the last 7 years of really experimenting with these frequencies is that the note that you, or key that you speak in, or the note that you naturally go to when you tone a note, is actually different than your soul frequency. And this has become very clear from testing, God, hundreds of people now in the classes over the last 7 years. So let's do an example for your voice frequency, which is an important frequency. And we'll kind of go on a little detour for that right now. Just do like an ah right now. But make the ah in a note that feels like the easiest pitch or note that you could possibly make, that takes the least amount of energy to make. I mean, don't go, ah, because that's, you really have to work to hit a higher note. Hit a note where it just is like easy. Mine is like this. Ah. It's almost like you open your mouth, don't do anything, and just push air. Open your mouth, don't do anything, and push air. Ah. There's the note that I go to. That takes no energy hardly at all to do. If I go, I have to stretch my vocal cords a little more. If I go, I have to work a little harder. If I just go, relax and go, then that note comes up completely naturally. And that's what a lot of people use as your signature frequency. It is a nice frequency because it's something that's really comfortable for you, and it's where your voice naturally goes when you're comfortable. Now, what I've found is that's normally the key that you speak in. So you normally speak in that key of the note you go to naturally. But what's really interesting is when you speak of love, people naturally go to the root note of the key that they speak in. So if I say, I really love my kitty, really love my kitty. I go to that root note of my voice. It's a really comfortable note, and it resonates love for me. So you can do the same right now. Think of something you really love and say out loud how much you love it. But you gotta bring love through your voice. You can't say, I love my kitty. You know, you gotta say, I really love my kitty. Or say, I really love my daughter. And go to the note of love. I mean, really just bring that feeling of love through your voice. Okay, say that. Say something you really love. That is the frequency of love for you. If you're a musician, you can make songs in that key. You know, if you have a keyboard or an instrument, you can go over and find what note that is. Or you can go online and just search for an online piano, and you can like find which note that is. And also for the note, same note that you, you know, when you just do the ah. It's a really powerful note. Also, when you're doing the ah, it's just the easiest note to tone. So when you tone anything, if you tone in that note, not only can you access love, but you can also do it longer because you don't have to work hard, because it's the easiest one to tone. Okay? So this, we've discovered, is different. A different is always a different note than your soul note. And a lot of people in the field don't realize that it's a different note. They think that frequency in your voice is your soul note. I really, from all these experiments for ages, everybody comes up with a different note for their voice note and their note of love than they do for their soul note, the one that's grounding and centering. So what we'll do is when we put people on the sound table and play each of the notes, we'll actually first do muscle testing and make sure that each of the notes actually strengthens you, or the note we come up with strengthens you. Then what we'll do is we'll have the person close their eyes and tune in to each note. And the rest of the class will watch this person and look for when they go into complete grounding and centering. And 90% of the time, the students all come up with the same note for the person, and the person comes up with the same note. Sometimes people aren't in their soul frequency completely. Sometimes you have to peel away a few layers, especially if you drink a lot of coffee or you're kind of a wired type buzzy person. You may not be going home very often. So, you know, it's like had a person that got on the table last week and she had gas. And the table kind of excites the gas and it kind of made her a little uncomfortable. So the reading wasn't quite, you know, we didn't really trust the reading because she was, you know, could have been frequencies where the gas was coming up and was kind of causing discomfort and was getting in the way of her, you know, really resonating that frequency. But for the most part, people do or are able to feel it, especially if you're sensitive to sound. And it's amazing. We've had miracle story after miracle story of people finding this frequency. And then I give them a song in the key of their soul that they can listen to. And it's a song that is consistently on the home note. It doesn't go from one key to another. It just stays on the soul note. In fact, it's actually a song called Awakening. And what we can do is let's go ahead and play this song, Awakening, so you can check it out and hear the song. This is in the key of C, just so you know, which is grounding for a lot of people, but is not grounding for everybody because there's only certain people who are in C. So let's take a listen. And even if your note is not C, set your intention to go to your soul frequency in relation to this note. You know, it's really about consistency more than anything. A consistent tone inside us that we are resonating with. Our soul is as consistent as can be. It is as stable a frequency as you could ever imagine if we'd simply stop or clear out our stuff so we can get back to it. Well, we don't necessarily have to clear it out. You can simply resonate it, use the frequency to resonate it to get back in touch with that consistency, that stillness. There's one aspect that I've been thinking about here lately. You know, it's like when you have a slow fade, like what we just heard at the end of the song, it leaves you with that frequency. I can still hear that frequency of the song going on. And it's a stillness as that frequency is still resonating in this space we're in. And a friend of mine, really cosmic friend, has said that we're going to need to be able to hold our frequency for 3 days in 2012, you know, December 21st, or whenever. And, you know, to be able to hold the frequency is easy when a sound fades out on the root note of a song. It's like a crystal bowl fading out. It leaves you in that stillness with the frequency still in the air. And if you just keep hearing that note, like right now, I can still hear that of the song we just heard. If you just keep that note going in your head, it's really easy to stay in that stillness for 3 days. The trick is to practice this so that you can stay in that stillness regardless of an earthquake, a pole shift, or any distraction. Even if all of this major stuff doesn't happen, it's nice to be able to hold that stillness even if you're in a conflict with someone or challenged by something physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. To be able to hold that frequency of stillness no matter what. And when you get in touch with that frequency of stillness that is yours, it's like a double happy whammy. I just came up with that. Double happy whammy. That's a good one. Where you not only have a consistent note, but you're consistent in your note. And this is really what we're all looking for, because when you come home to that peace and stillness completely inside, creativity blossoms like a flower inside of you. I know when, at least it does for me, whenever I get perfectly still, it's like all of a sudden, it's like all these ideas start streaming in intensely. And you also find that you're easily connect to everything and everyone in the universe in that place of oneness. And you find you've got unlimited energy and power and love, because there's nothing draining your energy. You're in your complete essence of your soul, in harmony with the universe. So this is really, really major. And then what's really cool is when you meet another soul frequency from your frequency, where you're totally present in your own frequency, and you see another soul and you hear their frequency so clearly, and it's like this beautiful harmony. But here's the coolest part. When you meet someone who has the same soul frequency as yourself, oh my God, the chemistry is amazing. It's like you've met one of your soul brothers or sisters. And often, I mean, those are soul mates, especially if someone that you can connect with, that you have the same frequency. That is, I believe that's what a soulmate's about. And ultimately, the twin flame is someone that's exactly, probably, I don't know, maybe they're the same whole ray structure throughout all of your systems. I don't know. But at least your soul frequency definitely seems to be the exact same, or is the exact same. I want to play another song. You know, the coolest thing about this is when you find this frequency, it is so nice to have a crystal bowl from in this key. And what you can do is then play that crystal bowl and it will resonate your frequency in you. It's amazing. It's so grounding. I've got a bowl in the key of B. I want to play a song of a crystal bowl here called Peace. And this one's in the key of D. Again, you know, when you place a tone that is not your frequency, it doesn't matter as much as long as that frequency is consistent, because what happens is you automatically hear the musical interval and you will go to your root frequency that is an automatic musical interval to whatever consistent note you're hearing. I notice this when I see people that are totally in their root frequency, in their soul frequency. I can sense it, and everybody senses it. So we're playing Peace instead of root frequency now. Yeah, so this is a crystal bowl on the key of D. And it's really cool because even though that frequency may not be your frequency, it is a consistent frequency that resonates peace and stillness in you anyway. Again, oh, it's like, it's one piece, or there's I'm looking for the song Peace. It's in the downloads. I'm talking to Doug now. It's in the downloads. It's called Peace 1.Peace or something like that. So we're going to be looking for the song for a second here. And so it's just cool. So there's two aspects to this. Consistency, and then if you get the consistency and the frequency, that's the double happy whammy. Okay, we'll see if we find this song. We may have to download. Actually, what we can do, maybe we'll play that right at the end. Let's go ahead and play the root soul frequency. This is a song about root soul frequency, and we'll play the last, like, maybe 7 or 8 minutes of it, if you will. And it's got a really slow fade at the end. So listen for the consistency. And again, go to your root soul. Thank you. Here we have the song Peace Now, which is in the key of D, and it's simply a crystal bowl. So you can tune into the consistency of this note and bring it right to your soul. again, you can keep the note going in your head. We're offering Skype sessions, but you have to have a webcam. So if you have a webcam, we can see you, and I'll play the 12 notes while watching you, and I can see when we hit the resonant frequency. We'll also have you tuning in as well. And then we'll, once we find it, we'll send you a CD in the key of your soul. And it's, I've been doing it a bit now, and it works really well. And it's really powerful. You also, if you're wanting to buy a crystal bowl, it's a perfect way to figure out the key of the crystal bowl you might want to get. So if you're interested, you can give us a call at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. That's david@soundhealingcenter.com. So there you are. The trick is to listen and stay in this presence and stillness of your root soul frequency from now on. You can hold it into the evening, into the rest of the week, into the months to come. Imagine being totally centered and grounded all the time for years to come and even lifetimes to come. Thanks so much. See you in 2 weeks.